This is the eighth and final section of Maximum Memory Power by John Williams, which is copyright 2006. All rights are reserved. This audio is only available with the Maximum Memory Power ebook from ebook wholesalers. Paper and electronic systems. I depend on my memory, but I also have electronic and paper systems for particular areas. They provide backup for each other. So far, my memory has helped me to recall almost everything I needed in a timely, low-cost manner. The effort and time spent in learning to use it better is very worthwhile. But I have lost a paper diary, a friend's dog munched it, had an electronic diary fry its own memory, that was just a few weeks after the warranty finished, and had almost every sort of computer malfunction, including a 100 MB storage disk and a medium-sized hard drive, become a drink coaster and a doorstop, just when I needed to retrieve the information which I thought was stored safely on them. I won't even mention the problems with battery-powered devices. But these systems are used by almost every business today. When you buy a new computer, you'll probably get software which can store, sort, and transmit your information at blinding speed. If you have them available, then you should take the time which it takes to learn to use them well to improve your business activities. The better that you use them, the greater success you'll achieve. But we still need to keep working with our natural abilities as a backup, and also for those places and times when you don't have your personal information manager with you. Memory games and stunts. These activities and stunts can be enjoyable. Some are entertaining if not carried on for too long, and you can use some of them as a change from your other memory exercises. Day for any date. You can easily and quickly tell anybody the correct day of the week for any date this year, or for any other day year which you have prepared yourself for. You just have to memorize 12 digits, and then do some very simple calculations when they say the date. For 2006, the number you need to recall is 1552742631 5 3. That's the dates for the first Sunday of each month in this year. Use the system which you are most comfortable with. 1. Split it into bunches of 3 or 4 digits. 2. Use the word pegs to construct a list. 3. Use the numeric pegs to construct a list. Test yourself in private before doing your first demonstration. So, if someone challenges you with the 10th of October, you know that the 1st is a Sunday, so the next Sunday will be the 8th, and the 10th will be on a Tuesday. If they say the 3rd of November, you know that the 5th is a Sunday, so the 3rd will be a Friday. Now I'll give you a head start with your base numbers for 2007. 7, 4, 4, 1, 6, 3, 1, 5, 2, 7, 4, 2. Good luck. Tray trouble. Try this with a group of friends. Someone volunteers to gather, say, 10 varied objects and place them on a small tray. Let the rest of the group study them for a couple of minutes, then cover the tray and ask everyone to write down as many of the objects as they can remember. This will be very easy for you when you have prepared yourself with any of the systems I've described. If the group is interested in further tests, the volunteer could add more items to the tray to test those who were more successful with the first round. Or the volunteer could reach under the cloth and remove one or more items without showing what they are, then ask everyone to write down what has been removed. On a new piece of paper, of course. Or the volunteer could set out another selection of items with numbers along each side each and then cover them after a couple of minutes. They could call out a number or an object and see who, apart from you of course, can remember the corresponding item or number. Peg every page. This is a simple version of a feat which is featured by many professional performers. They give copies of a magazine to several spectators and then ask some of them to call out a page number. Without hesitation, the performer can tell them about the most noticeable items which feature on each of the pages which are called out. Very impressive. Some performers use memory training like you're learning here, while a few probably use other trick methods. You probably realize that your study of the PEG systems gives you the ability to duplicate this feat with relative ease. Start by privately reviewing your numerical pegs up to at least the number of pages in the magazine which you use. Now you just look through each page, but don't try to read or memorize everything there. Just focus on the one or two at most items which take up the most area of each page. Now join the subject of that item to your numeric peg for that page's number. That's really all there is to it. The giant memory. This is one of the ways that some magicians perform a feat which always gets a great response, the giant memory. That's where they get the names of up to 100 assorted objects from their audience and have a volunteer write them against the numbers from 1 to 100 on a whiteboard. It is interesting to hear the sort of objects which are named. Some audiences have wilder imaginations than most magicians. Then, while standing where they cannot see what has been written, they ask for anyone to call out either a number from 1 to 100 or any of the listed objects. They then pretend to concentrate deeply before saying the corresponding object or number, and sometimes mentioning the object on either side of that number for good measure. A tip if you decide to do this stunt yourself later on. You don't have to use 100 items. Get yourself tested with, say, 25, and so long as you don't sound overconfident or boastful, your friends will still be very impressed. However, many items you decide to use, just get about 5 or 6 called back to you, because the excitement will fade pretty quickly after that. Pick any card. Ask a friend to shuffle a pack of cards and then remove any card and put it face down on the table. They don't show you and they don't even have to look at it themselves. Now ask them to turn the pack face up and call the name of each card as they deal it onto the table. When they've dealt their last card, you can immediately tell them the card which they chose and removed from the deck at the start of your routine. That should impress your friends because at that point, no one at all has seen what card that was. You simply have to fix each of the cards as an image in your mind before you start. Your work doesn't actually start until they start to say the names of the cards as they deal them onto the table. As they name each card, crush or tear the mental image you have of that card. When they name their last card, you will have a clear image of just one playing card in your head, and that's the one that has been laying face down on the table since the start of the trick. I'll quickly run through these memory joggers, but you will get the best effect by rereading it in your copy of the ebook. I've scattered a few references to a few mnemonics through Maximum Memory Power. 30 days has September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, except February, which has 28 days clear and 29 days each leap year. Every good boy deserves fudge, or every good boy deserves favour. E, G, B, D, and F are the notes of the treble clef in music. F, A, C, E are the notes in the spaces of the treble clef. I'll let you work out your own mnemonic for them. The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. That's a simple sentence which includes every letter of the English alphabet and is very handy when learning to type. A friend to the end. This is a simple reminder that when spelling friend, you put end at the end of it. With dessert, have seconds. With the word dessert, you have a second S and there is no second S in desert. If we assume, we just make asses of you and me. It's very true, but it also reminds us how to spell assume, A, double S, ass, you, you, and me on the end, where we should be. Divorced, beheaded, died, divorced, beheaded, and survived. The gruesome history of Henry VIII's six wives made more easy to remember. Roy G. Biv. That's the order of the colours of the rainbow. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Keep it simple, stupid. Great advice for any writer, which I've tried to follow here. There's no end. Well, there is to this book. But if you've already started to use these systems and tips to improve your storage and recall of important information, congratulations! I predict that you'll start feeling and seeing some benefit in just the first couple of days, even as you're working through the exercises. Those benefits will increase every week as you get more comfortable with the systems that you choose to use. Apart from the financial and other rewards that will be easier to reach in your business, your extra memory power will help you to make a better impression in all your social activities. You'll have more time to spend with your family and close friends, which will give you many great memories, and now you'll be able to recall them more vividly too. From the day you start to apply this information, maximum memory power will help you to make every day of your life more profitable and enjoyable. Thanks for listening to Maximum Memory Power. I am confident that these tips and strategies will improve your memory use. Maximum Memory Power is copyright 2006 by John Williams. All rights are reserved. This audio is only available with the Maximum Memory Power ebook from eBook Wholesalers. Good night.